Reality is not the world. Reality is the experience of the world. And that distinction changes everything. When we say reality equals actual over expectation, we are not saying that reality is some objective substance floating outside of us. We are saying that reality is a quotient. It is a felt condition. It is the result of what actually occurs meeting what was expected to occur. The actual is what happened. Expectation is what the system, mostly beneath awareness, anticipated would happen. Reality is the experience generated by the ratio between the two. This means reality, as lived by a conscious being, is not simply given. It is produced. It is generated at the point where the uncertain becomes the certain. That is the deeper claim. Consciousness does not exist to display a completed universe. Consciousness exists because the universe is not completed from the point of view of the knower. It exists because something is still unresolved. Something is still arriving. Something is still becoming actual through us. And that is why information matters. In Shannon's sense, information is not just data. Information is the reduction of uncertainty. If uncertainty is not reduced, no information has been produced. If the system already knew, in full, exactly what would occur, then the arrival of the event adds nothing. It changes nothing. It teaches nothing. It surprises nothing. And if nothing surprises, nothing becomes real in the conscious sense. This is where the reality equation becomes philosophically explosive. Reality is not merely about the actual. Reality is about the relationship between the actual and the expected. If the actual perfectly matches expectation, then the quotient approaches familiarity, smoothness, compression, automaticity. The system glides. If the actual violates expectation, then the quotient generates surprise. Positive or negative, pleasant or painful, but surprise nonetheless. And surprise is not a side effect. Surprise is the signature of reality becoming conscious, because surprise marks the place where uncertainty has just been resolved. Something that was still open has now closed. Something that was still hidden has now arrived. Something that was still potential has now become actual. That transition is what consciousness is for. Consciousness is not for the known. The known does not need consciousness. The known can be automated. The known can be compressed into expectation. The known can be handled by the subconscious, by habit, by prediction, by structure. Consciousness is recruited where the model fails. It comes alive where the expected and the actual are not yet reconciled. It exists because all is not known. That is the point we usually refuse to push hard enough. We talk about consciousness as if it were some glowing property layered on top of matter, a kind of magical lantern inside the skull. But a more disciplined account says something more radical. Consciousness is what it feels like for uncertainty to collapse into certainty inside a predictive being. It is the felt surface of model revision. It is the experience of the system being forced to update. Not because consciousness is weak, but because consciousness is specific. It is for the edge. It is for the frontier. It is for the zone where unseen potential is still actualizing through us. And that phrase matters, actualizing through us. Because the future, before it arrives, is not a thing we possess. It is not an inventory item sitting in our mental warehouse. It is potential, unseen, unresolved, not yet made concrete. And yet it presses toward actuality. It arrives through the event stream. It breaks against our predictions. It reorganizes our inner model. That reorganization is what we call experience. So when we say real or reality or information or surprise, we are not naming four unrelated things. We are naming four perspectives on the same event. Information is uncertainty reduced. Surprise is the felt intensity of that reduction. Reality is the quotient produced when actual meets expectation. And the real is what is crossed from potential into actual in a way the system cannot ignore. All of them depend on incompleteness. All of them depend on there being something the system did not yet contain. This is why a perfectly known universe would not merely be boring. It would be unconscious. If everything were known in advance, nothing would need to be resolved. If nothing needed to be resolved, no information would be produced. If no information were produced, surprise would vanish. If surprise vanished, reality as lived experience would flatten into pure automaticity. And if all of that happened, consciousness would have no work left to do. This is not a poetic exaggeration. It is a structural claim. Consciousness exists because the whole is not present to the part, because the creature does not possess the totality of what is coming, because potential still exceeds prediction, because actuality still contains the power to overturn expectation. That is why consciousness is narrow, not merely because it is costly, not merely because biology is limited, but because narrowness is the signature of unresolved uncertainty. A beam that illuminated everything equally would resolve nothing. Only a narrow beam can move to the place where the model is breaking. Only a narrow beam can register the difference between what was expected and what has become actual. Only a narrow beam can generate meaningful reality. This also explains why so much of life disappears from consciousness once it is mastered. Driving a familiar road, typing a familiar sentence, hearing familiar language, performing a practiced skill. These things no longer feel intensely real because they no longer carry much unresolved uncertainty. The model already has them. The system predicts well enough that little information is being generated in the moment. Consciousness recedes, not because the world is absent, but because the world has been compressed. Reality intensifies where compression fails. That is why heartbreak feels real. That is why discovery feels real. That is why betrayal feels real. That is why beauty feels real. That is why a sentence that changes your life feels real. Each of these marks a moment when unseen potential becomes actual in a way expectation could not fully absorb. The system is forced open, and in that forced opening, consciousness brightens. Reality becomes vivid, not because more matter exists, but because more uncertainty has just been resolved. So the reality equation is not just a clever formulation. It is a statement about the architecture of lived existence. Reality is not the inventory of what is. Reality is the felt quotient generated when what is actual collides with what was expected. And because expectation is always incomplete, reality is always, in principle, dynamic, always vulnerable to surprise, always dependent on what has not yet been fully known. This is why the phrase, "the uncertain becoming the certain," is so important. That is not merely how learning happens. That is how conscious life happens. The uncertain becomes the certain. The hidden becomes the actual. The potential becomes the event. The model is revised. The organism feels the revision. That felt revision is consciousness. And because of that, we should stop imagining consciousness as a luxury feature added to an otherwise finished machine. It is not extra. It is necessary precisely because the machine is not closed. Because reality is not handed to us complete. Because what is coming is not fully known. Because the future arrives as more than prediction can contain. The unseen potential actualizes through us, and in doing so it generates surprise, information, and felt reality. That is why consciousness exists. Not because everything is known, but because it is not. Not because uncertainty is a flaw, but because uncertainty is the precondition for experience. Not because the world is fully illuminated, but because it is only partially illuminated, and the beam must move. So the deepest implication of the reality equation may be this. Reality is not a static container we live inside. Reality is the ongoing subjective experience produced as actuality continuously outruns, meets, or disappoints expectation. And consciousness is the living witness to that process. It is the place where the unknown becomes known, the place where potential becomes actual, the place where surprise becomes reality, the place where information becomes experience. And if all were known, none of that would be necessary. No surprise, no information, no revision, no conscious reality. Only the silent perfection of a model with nothing left to learn. But we are not that. We are creatures standing at the border where the unseen is still becoming seen, and that border is consciousness.